The Slurry Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Katie's experience and sort of what she has given to VNSL as a whole, to be honest, and netball over the last decade are sort of unparalleled. She is one of the most committed and dedicated and underrated athlete of the last 10 years, to be quite honest. You know, she has been a massive part of Storm throughout its major successful years. I think her partnership with Hannah Reid is one of the best defensive partnerships the league's seen. And, you know, she's just been such a fantastic athlete to work with from lots of different sides of the coin. She's an amazing captain. You know, you can see from the outpouring of love from fans, players and fellow coaches. You know, no one has a bad word to say about Katie because she's just such a lovely person, and that radiates through everything that she does. And obviously it's bittersweet for us at Storm because, you know, Katie Hughes is Surrey Storm in a way. She's been the club captain for the past few years now, and, you know, ever since my tenure at Storm, whether that's playing or coaching, you know, she's always been there. So it's really weird to think we're going to walk into a changing room next season and not see her sitting in her rightful place in the corner of the changing room. So it's going to be very strange. It's going to be a big adjustment period for all of us. But, you know, I think it's an amazing decision for Katie to step away from the game when she feels it's right to. And, you know, this big hiatus that COVID-19 has given us away from our sport has sort of, you know, brought this retirement conversation to the forefront of the conversation for a lot of people. And Katie's moving on to a fantastic opportunity within her work life, and we wish her so much success in that. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is just making sure that she gets the send-off that she deserves and has earned over the years, and that the Storm fans get to say goodbye to her in the right way. So rest assured, when we can and when it's safe, we will be planning a send-off for Katie so that everybody gets to say their final goodbye and so that Katie gets to pull on her dress for one last time.
It is the Surrey Storm podcast with Player Leah and an extra special guest. Following the news that Katie Hughes is retiring, Emily.
It's a bit exciting, isn't it?
Katie Hughes on the line.
At long last.
Katie, really glad to speak to you. How have you been given the news and once that news broke?
Well, it's been fantastic. Obviously, I've known that this is going to be released for a little while now, but actually, coming forward and letting it sort of out in social media in the last couple of days has been really interesting, actually. The response has been overwhelming. The messages, I've been looking through them all on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, sort of reading all the comments, and it's just been so lovely to sort of hear people's feedback over my last 10 years and see the influence I've had on some people.
But that kind of surprised you, because not only to Storm fans, but to followers of the league, you are universally appreciated, I've got to say.
Oh, thank you. No, I mean, netball is such a big part of my life, and actually how netball's progressed over the last few years. I think when I first started, we didn't have the social media influence that we now do, and to be able to look back at those messages and see what people have sort of said about my career and about me as a player is just wonderful.
Emily, tell me about some of the early memories that you have of a fresh-faced Katie, even though she still is today.
I can say she's still pretty fresh-faced, okay.
Hey.
Well, it's a funny one, because she's my, often an anecdote, I guess, because she's been with us since before we were Storm. You know, Katie is a product of Brunel Hurricanes and then came across that first year of Surrey Storm. And I can remember Mary asking if we'd go and have a look at the youngsters just to see who might have been out there, and there was this really rangy, a little bit raw, but exciting defender. Let's have a look at her. And that was sort of the start of this amazing, crazy journey. And I think Kate really is the epitome, and I've tweeted about it this week, but she's what you would want in any athlete and has been for the last 11 years. Like, she works her bum off and she is humble and she's, you know, even in retirement, she's humble, and you know, like it's just a very unique and special attribute to have, to have been as talented and to carry on being as talented as Katie and have the personality to match it.
And to be part of that early team in that early years as well, I mean, how did it make you feel to be asked?
Well, as I was a Bruno Hurricane before I was a Storm player, so obviously Bruno Hurricanes became Surrey Storm, and I was part of the MPL for Storm's first year. So actually I went along to a lot of the Storm games and watched the seniors playing, and then in that second season to sort of turn up at trials and then get my place in a team. Obviously, it was really nerve-wracking trialling for a team that I'd been to watch the season before. But some of the girls were just absolutely amazing, even sort of turning up at trials. They were so welcoming and just really made me feel part of the group from the very off. And that's wonderful. And then sort of going through the seasons, slowly working my way up the age range, I think, to now sort of being known as one of the oldies.
Just that calibre of players in that early years, that must have been really special as well.
So many names. Natalie Seaton, Becky Trippick, Gemma Wiseman, Bella, Rianne, but all the groups are sort of the girls that I joined Storm with. Had a huge impact on my sort of early days of playing, as I mentioned before, so supportive right from the off, always there for me, sort of really took me under their wing, and I'm sure had a massive part to play in the player that I am today.
Emily, that would have been pretty easy from your point as well, because you were able to see Katie settle into the different teams over the years really well.
Yeah, I mean, the first season, I mean, Katie sent me a message today of a picture of a card that I sent her at the end of her first season. And it just basically says it must be the best debut Super League year in history, because it was. Like, she got on court and she played really, really good netball. And I think, as we've sort of said multiple times on this podcast, is like Storm does have a really unique approach to players coming in that you are instantly part of it. And there's always someone that will look after you. And not that Katie necessarily needed it, but she was young. How old were you in your first season, Kate?
I think I must have been 18.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, even by today's standards, there's not many youngsters that are getting, you know, one contract, let alone, but two regular court time. So yeah, she is a delight to be in the company of. So her first years for me as a team manager especially were lovely.
I remember going on court in my trials, and I can't remember what I did, but I said sorry, and I kept saying sorry for things I was doing, and Becky Trippick just turned around and said, "Stop saying sorry."
Sounds about right.
Despite a name change, Katie will always be Holland to me. She was the first player that I truly developed a defensive partnership with, and our time together playing at Storm is something I will always treasure. The countless hours training together on court, in the gym, and outside in the summer not only led to success on court, but helped develop a wonderful friendship away from netball. We've been on some great trips together, from La Manga in Greece and further afield to Qatar, but the very best memories are the ones closer to home. A coffee and a walk, sometimes a really long walk, and stepping into the role of bridesmaid for each other, as we said I do. I wish Holland all the best for what comes next, but know that I'll hear all about it over a cup of tea and a biscuit or two.
Hi, it's Fran Williams here. I just want to say a huge, huge congratulations to Katie Hughes on such a fantastic Super League career. She really has made her mark on the Super League with her dogged and consistent defending as well as her work rate. And I was privileged to train alongside and learn from that in my year at Surrey Storm. And she was always so helpful in giving me advice from a young age. So yeah, congratulations. And I wish you all the best for whatever the future holds.
Congrats, Katie, on amazing 10 years at Storm. I actually can't believe it's been 10 years ago when you first played, and we were at uni together as well, playing at Brunel. You've had an amazing career, huge impact on so many players and young girls in the community. Grateful that I got to play with you and coach you, and good luck in your next adventures.
Just wanted to say thank you very much for all of your amazing leadership and guidance through the season this year. Really sorry that it was so short and we didn't get to spend as much time as teammates together as I really would have liked. But just want to wish you all the best in your future career. I know you'll boss a new job. If you're ever in Belfast, give me a shout.
Hi Holland. Firstly, I wanted to just say a huge congratulations for competing in the Super League for the last 10 years. That's so amazing, and you must be so proud of all the achievements that you've had. I feel so thankful to have been able to share this past year with you, and I feel like I have learned so much from you. So thank you so much for all of the time and tips that you've dedicated to me. I just wish that we could have had a bit longer. But yes, you'll be very dearly missed, and thank you so much for everything that you've done.
We have spoken to Tamsin about what Katie brought to Storm in those early years.
When I first took over as coach at Surrey Storm, Katie was coming through the NPL, and it was one of my big things to make sure that we started bringing through the youth. Katie was only 18, and I remember sitting down with her and her mum and actually talking about the opportunities in the senior side, and we were very short on circle defence at that time. And I remember Katie just being some young kid just looking at me like I was crazy, and she became our starting goal defence really, really quickly, partnered with Hannah Reid, who became not only an amazing partner on court but also a really good friend to Katie, and Nat Seaton out the front. And yeah, I just remember her really quiet, really emotional all the time, which I loved because it used to make me laugh, but just so eager and wanting to learn. And I used to love taking sessions with her and helping her grow and doing bits. She was like a sponge. And I mean, her and Hannah became such a force, such a partnership. And especially with Amy Flanagan, when she came through out in front, they just became, well, I used to say, I didn't want anybody else. They were my best unit that I worked with, and I absolutely loved working with her.
What's that like for you as coach? That just makes your job a lot easier, doesn't it?
Of course, having that a youngster that's so eager that wants to just get out there and play and improve, it's just like a dream. It's so easy. I do remember, like, over the years, you know, Katie and I grew to be good friends as well, because at the start I was just this coach barking orders at her. But the way she matured, not only as a player but as a person, I think is just something she should be really proud of, because you know, she became a really important part of that Storm defence team, a really important reason of why we won the Super League titles and how many finals we made. She was an incredible defensive player for such a long period of time.
Is that Casey joining in on the interview as well? Fantastic.
I have Casey and Jamie here.
The nice thing is, we've obviously heard as well those stories about how encouraging she is towards the younger players and towards the youth in the side over the years. True testament.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's what we're saying about personality. Katie is a genuinely good person as well. She's an amazing person. And I've always harped on about culture, that there was a reason that so many of us stayed together for so long at Storm, because the reality is we all loved each other. We all got on so well, and Kate was a huge part of that. And I think when she stayed at Storm and came into her own, she took on that leadership role with absolutely no problems at all, because she is just a team player, a person that you need and want to be around. And I'm just so proud of everything she achieved in her career, because she's one of netball's good ones.
My memory of Holland was the fact that she came over to see me and said, "You're Andy," at the after party in the Cow in Westfield. Now, this is probably going to shatter my illusion, but had she come to you beforehand and said, "Who dat?"
No, she had not. And Katie, I do remember, actually, our second year of winning the grand final, this always makes me laugh. We've been playing quite a different defensive combo, so we've been starting with Hannah and Katie, and then we've been bringing on Josie and putting Hannah out. And I remember us being up against Thunder at half-time by a lot, and we walked into the changing rooms, everyone was just looking at me wide-eyed, and I just went, right, you've got to be honest with me now. Is everybody fit enough to go and do that for another quarter? And they all just, like, looked at me and nodded their head. Anyway, we went out and we clung on, and I think we ended up winning the game by one. And I do remember Hannah coming over to me afterwards going, yeah, that whole defence end were done, but no one wanted to tell you, so, because they all wanted to stay out there and they were just loving it so much. And as if they're going to put their hand up and say they're not. And you know what? That was our team. They were such a good unit. They were such a good bunch of players to work with. I only look back at Storm with the fondest of memories. I mean, I loved it there. And people like Katie were a huge part of the reason why.
Players like Katie obviously dedicated so much to a team. She's going to be missed by fans. But what will the game miss?
The game will miss a pure out-and-out goal defence who wins ball, who hassles players, who adapts. and who Storm have built their team around. You know, players like Katie were there from the very beginning, the inception of Storm starting, and she was one of the junior players that came through. You don't have that anymore. You don't have that kind of loyalty from a player that will stay there from the junior ranks all the way through to the senior ranks. And so, you know, that will be missed on court. And I think it's so easy we get dragged into the superstars all the time, rightly so. But someone like Katie is one of the game's gems. She's a quality player. She's done her job week in, week out. She's performed at the highest level in Super League and won titles to prove it. And when players step away from the game like that, they leave a massive hole. And Storm will be aware of that. You know, there are big shoes now to fill.
And we all just wish her well.
Yes. Amazing career, and there's life after the netball. And you know, I think it's a great now that we celebrate those careers and we look back, and you know, you don't realise how much time and effort these players have given up in their lives to do that. And you know, I know Katie's now happily married, and I'm sure other things will now follow that happen after netball. So I wish her all the luck in the world, and I want to thank her for my time at Storm in particular, because as I said, she was a big part of us winning those trophies.
Hi Katie, I definitely think you're far too good and far too young to retire, but wanted to congratulate you on a superb netballing career. It's always been a challenge playing against you, whether that be as the opposition or in many, many training sessions. Definitely preferred seeing you down the other end of the court, watching you in action rather than having you in the same circle. You've made life hard for shooters over the years, and massive credit to you for that. Also been massively grateful to have you as a teammate for many years, both at Storm and at the Downs, and there's been many, many happy memories, successful memories to cherish from that time. Just wanted to say good luck for the future, enjoy your time away from the game, and you definitely deserve the rest after what you've given to netball. So yeah, good luck for the future and enjoy life after netball.
Hi Holland. First of all, I want to say congratulations on what an incredible career you've had. You've played for so many seasons at Storm and you're just the epitome of dedication. I'm so pleased that I got to play with you a little bit at Storm. I've absolutely loved my time there with you. But even more so, I've loved our time we spent together outside of netball. I've loved building a friendship with you, and especially our wonderful, amazing holidays with Lemanga, which I really hope can continue, even though you're taking a step away from netball. Good luck in your next career move. I hear it's going to be amazing, and I bet you're really excited to get going. I wish you all the best, and netball's definitely going to miss you.
Katie Hughes. What a legend of the game over the last 10 seasons. I've been lucky enough to play alongside her and be captained by her, and I can honestly say that she is the most lovely and humble captain who's inspired so many players of the game, including myself. I know she'll be sorely missed at Storm, and I wish her the very best of luck in her next chapter.
Just a little note on Katie Hughes' retirement news. I want to wish her all the very best. She's had such an amazing career. I've been very fortunate enough to be able to share a few years with her at Storm, and on and off court, she's such a great person. She's hardworking, she's determined. She's an absolute star of a defender, and I want to welcome her to the retired side of life without Super League netball and wish her all the very best on her new endeavours, whatever that may be. So congratulations and good luck.
There's been plenty of seasons, lots of memories as well, and I'm not just going to drop on a pick your favourite game, but we had a message from Donna Adams, and she just wanted to know who was the hardest and most talented goal attack to play against in all those seasons.
Oh my goodness, well there's been a few. I'd have to say one of my highlights, I guess, playing against goal attack was actually playing against Pam in the days when she was at Bath. I mean, it's someone that you look up to and idolise sort of from a youngster, looking at the international players on court. And I remember being so nervous in the first game against her. But it was amazing to be out there playing against someone of that calibre. So I definitely have to rate her up there as one of the best goal attacks, obviously, that I've played against.
I say one of the things that you're now renowned for almost is those partnerships you've been able to be part of. And you and Hannah, obviously, particularly, and such good friends off the court as well, retiring at the same time, all the rest of it. Other than Hannah, sort of partnership wise, where have you found your strengths over the years?
I think, like you said, Hannah's obviously a big part of my playing career. I played with Hannah at the Downs and then obviously at Storm for 6 years, I think it was. And that was huge. I mean, having
the consistency of having the same sort of person around you to play with and being able to build that such a strong partnership with that person is amazing. But I also relish the challenge of sort of new defenders that we've had in over the last few years, started to make really good connections, obviously, with Lorraine in the last couple of seasons. Lovely to have the experience of Jo Tripp when she came across to us. Leah most recently, I mean, we didn't get sort of much court time with her. And then obviously someone like Nader as well. I've really drawn from anyone that I've been put on court with. And I think anybody that you step onto court with, you have to take learnings from them. You have to be able to learn and adapt to what they're going to do to make you the best team that you can be on court.
And I think that's one thing that you have as a strength. And I was with Tamsin Greenway today, and we were sort of talking about you and reminiscing as usual. And just saying the strength in a defender these days is you can't be a defender as a solo unit. You have to be able to work as a pair, as a three, as a four at the back. And I think that's what Katie's speciality is, in my opinion, is being able to lift those around her to set up. And it might not be Katie that turns the ball over, but you know fine well that she's been involved in it. And I think that's the strength. And for me, being able to reference Katie's playing, especially with pathway players, is say, look what she's doing off the ball. Look what she's doing to that attacker. And yeah, I think it's nice to hear you name check all those players, because actually you've played beautiful netball with all of them.
Thanks.
Oh, shucks.
Both of us can appreciate just what Mel and Tamsin bring to the game. What did you learn from the pair of them?
Oh, so much. I mean, the tactical way of thinking, a different way of looking at the game. Obviously, Tamsin's analysis is sort of second to none. It's amazing. And just being able to look at the game in a different way. And we always say, as a defender, you should be dictating what the goal attack does. You're not there to chase the goal attack around and occasionally stop her. You're there to dictate and make her do things that you want her to do. And just that change of perspective and insight into the game, as I said, I think really changed the way in which I play and the way I look at the game.
One thing people might not know about Katie is that she consistently had the highest, if not one of the highest, fitness scorings whenever we had to do the dreaded fitness test. And again, Kate, for you, how important was it for you, especially as a circle defender, to maintain that agility, that fitness, that speed?
I just think I always wanted to do myself proud and always sort of look for the next thing to work on and push myself with. Whilst being out there playing at the top sort of level within the country, you want to push yourself consistently, and fitness and sort of our strength was a big part of that. If I knew that I was sort of slacking on my fitness and my own personal programs, then I wasn't going to be the best netballer on court that I could be, and I knew that I had sort of my team relying on me. So for me, getting to the gym, doing the extra session, making sure that I was on top of my own training, and then sort of learning as much as I possibly could from squad training and putting the combinations out there. All of that together is the package of a netball player, and you've got to be able to dedicate your time to all those individual things to make sure that you're the best you could be.
Absolutely.
Has that got easier over the years, or have you noticed the standard of fitness in the league almost increase over that 10-year period?
I think the game has changed. We all know that. There's obviously a lot more contests now than there used to be. So our strengths and making sure that our bodies are prepared for what we're going to endure on court is obviously really important. I'm fiercely competitive, as I'm sure many people know. So as I said, pushing myself to the absolute limit is what I strive to do when I'm in training. I've had some fierce battles with Yaz over the last couple of seasons, sort of on the court in the fitness testing, pushing each other as hard as we possibly can, and me venturing in this year, posing another competition. And that's what your teammates are there for. They're there to push you as hard as you possibly can to be the best player that you can. So it's all healthy competition.
Always healthy. Yaz Parsons has been our very own vice captain over the last few seasons, working really closely alongside Katie, and she's shared some of Katie's absolute qualities on court.
Katie Hughes is an absolute role model and an inspiration to many. She's also a legend in the netball world and has played a really important role in developing Surrey Storm as a franchise. it just shows how loyal she is to dedicate 10 years to the team and to develop the team as well, winning 2 Super League titles. But she's really come on in leaps and bounds. And when we had some changes in the team, she took on the captaincy role and did it with flying colours and made my job as vice-captain very, very easy. Just like a few things about Katie, she's super organised. She knows everybody's birthday. She plans the postage of presents and cakes and training and cards. That is just super organised. She makes sure that her speech ready for the game day is already set. And actually, that's a really important part of Katie's role. And something I'll always remember is the way she gives the speeches in the changing rooms. And she'll always think of a word. So this is just like an example, but she'll think of something like composure, and the game will reflect that word and what that word means. And I think that's something I'm really going to miss about her and the way she led the team. I guess as vice captain, I didn't really have much to worry about because I knew she was on it. That's a really special trait about Katie. She's just really organised and very, very passionate about what she does. Also, another memory, well, just something that we do all the time is that we always sit on the back seat together, like no matter what. So like when I get on the bus, the back row seats, Katie would always be on the, as you're walking on, Katie would always be on the left and I would always be on the right. And we just used to like chat about random things. Like it just could be anything about life, or it could be about the game or netball in general. And we would just like chat and gossip. And I think that's something I'm really going to miss next season, is just not seeing her face on the bus and at the back. You know, she always reminds me to get coffee as well. Like, so before a game or before we get on the bus to go to an away game, she'd always be like, should we go and get a coffee? And we would always go and get a coffee together. And that just gives us a chance to like catch up on what we've done in between training. Like it could be anything to do with work or the training we're doing outside, or just life in general. And again, that just like relaxes. She's just someone like my go-to person. And it just kind of sets you ready for the game. And that's another thing I will really miss, is she kept me really calm on court. So no matter what happened, she would be like, yeah, you've got this. Or she would look at me before we run out and be like, you know, we're in this together. Like, you'll be absolutely fine. You've got this. This is your game. And even like during the game as well, I could always look to Katie for that like composure and guidance. And she would never fail on that. She'd always deliver on that as a player, even though she's probably got 100 million things worrying that she's got going on in her head as well during the game. But she would always give that 100% to the team. And I am really going to miss her. She is a genuinely nice person. She is warm-hearted, kind, competitive, driven. And I do wish her all the best with this new journey. I'm absolutely gutted the season. I'm gutted for her, actually, that the season ended like this, because I think she should have gone out on a bang. And I know she would have if the season had continued. But she has given so much to this club and she will be sorely missed. She's a good friend of mine. So I know that we're going to continue to meet up for coffees. I know I'm going to see her in the crowd and she'll still give me that calm and composed look before I go out on court. But yeah, she's an absolute legend to the team and to Surrey Storm and in the netball world. And I know through messages on Twitter and stuff, loads of people have also said what an inspiration she is and how much she's given to the sport. And she's a role model to many. So yeah, I think there's some big boots to fill for the next person that comes in. But yeah, she will be really missed. And I wish her all the best with her new journey and her new chapter in her life.
Hi, Katie. It's Sophia Kandapa here. Just wanted to congratulate you on an absolutely amazing career. 10 years at Surrey Storm. What an achievement. I was really lucky to have 1 year with you and to win the title. And it was a real pleasure and a real honour. You're an absolutely dogged defender. You're always one of those players that I think think, oh no, if you move across to the wing defence position and I'm playing wing attack. But honestly, well done, and take care of yourself, and hopefully I'll see you on a netball court watching us play at some point.
Congratulations, Katie, on an amazing 10 years at Surrey Storm, and I'm so glad that I got to be part of four of them. Netball's really going to miss you, and I do hope that you're going to keep playing, and good luck with your new role, and congratulations again. Have a happy summer and a great new future.
Hi Katie, massive congratulations on your new job. It sounds really, really exciting and very well deserved. Obviously I'm sad that that means that you're leaving Storm, but congratulations on an incredible career. I've loved playing with you these past few years, and particularly having you as captain. I'm really going to miss the support that you offer. On court, you're just so strong back there. You come out with these interceptions exactly when we need them. Tactically, you control that end, and you know, your work rate in attack as well as defence is really going to be missed. Thank you for all the support that you've offered me, particularly when I was younger. I've really appreciated that. And a massive good luck for the future.
Katie, you've been an inspiration to so many through your netball career. It's been a pleasure to see you perform over the last 10 years, and I am super proud of your achievements on and off the court. You'll be sorely missed by everybody, coaches, players, fans, and I wish you all the very best for your very, very bright future.
Hey Holland, just wanted to say a massive thank you for being part of my Storm journey. I remember watching you as a young one in the crowd, and to have been able to play with you, train alongside you, has been an absolute incredible journey. I really wish you all the best in the future. You've been a great teammate and an even better captain, and I'm really, really sad to see you go. You're a true inspiration, but good luck with everything.
Tell us a bit about the back-to-back titles. How can you even begin to sum something like that up?
I can't even do it. It's such a massive part of my career for me. We'd been in plenty of semi-finals before we'd reached sort of the final, and we'd plenty of silver medals before we got our two golds. And that's sort of testament to the coaches and the support staff and the players that we had around us at that time. Every year we were sort of pipped to the post. We went back to the drawing books and we looked at what we could have improved, and we worked even harder the next season. And then to be able to lift the trophy 2 years in a row was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, happening at the Copper Box was amazing. A place where we'd obviously had London Live before, and been able to showcase, I think at the time it was the biggest league game in netball. It was almost like our second home. So stepping out on those finals, we almost had a bit of anticipation to what the support and the crowd was going to be like. And it kind of sort of eased only a small bit, but the nerves. And it just felt good. The team clicked, and it was just absolutely incredible. A moment or two moments that I will treasure forever in my netball playing career.
And Emily, that would have been nice for you as well, because even though you were out of the country, you would have still been keeping an eye on the team, as you always had done.
Every other day on my Facebook time hop is a Storm are playing Mavs tonight, and I'm like in the middle of Australia working, doing other stuff, or I've woken up to news of a Premiership win, and yeah, it's boring now, isn't it? But Storm is in my veins. I have no choice but to follow it forever, and that will be where I be forever, as will Kate. I'm pretty sure she'll be joining me in the stands when I'm in the stands.
I was saying earlier, I was reminiscing that I think it's brilliant that you were there my very first season, and now we're here doing this in my last. So it just sort of ties up nicely.
I know, and it's funny because I think I was thinking back today, and the conversation that we had when I first got back from Australia was about the same time when obviously WASC was formed, and a huge chunk of our playing squad that had just won, obviously were announcing they were leaving, and having a conversation with Gavin Baker and him saying, I don't know what to do. We have no coach, we have nothing. And I rang Katie, and I hadn't spoken to you for, gosh, I don't know how long.
A few years.
It was a few years, but having this really long and very serious, heartfelt conversation about what you could do and what the plan was, and you said to me, but I don't know who I'm going to learn off. And the answer was, unfortunately, mate, you're the one people want to learn off nowadays. And that's literally been the case for the last 4 years. It is Kate's such a phenomenal defender in the league that she's a drawing card and has been a draw card for people to want to come across. I mean, how was it for you, Katie, when that sort of was all coming about?
It's so funny because when I knew this was happening, I was sort of reminiscing, as I've said, over a few things. And I was thinking about players that have been sort of in the side and I've played alongside of and people that I've gained experience from. I mean, the likes of, like we've said before, Rachel, Pam, Tamsin, all being there. And as you've mentioned, sort of me being able to look up to those players and gain experience. I was playing against Rachel Dunn and Pamela Cookie week in, week out of training. I mean, there's no better preparation. But I can picture myself sitting down on the phone call to you prior to signing. And where you said in previous years, sort of, you've got these experienced players to look up to, and now you're that person. It's different. It doesn't ever sort of feel that I am the older person in the team. I still feel like the person that joined Storm 10 seasons ago within myself. And I turn up and, as I said, I apply myself to training and I apply myself to games. And that is netball for me. But being part of the leadership team over the last few seasons and being able to see sort of the development of different players moving up through the ranks like I did, it's just amazing. And I go back to sort of other people that I've had in the team. Becky Trippick was such a true inspiration to me. She was my first captain at Storm, and she definitely took me under her wing and made me feel part of the squad. And her approach to the team and her captaincy is definitely something that I've tried to sort of implement or replicate in the last 3 years of me being captain. Just always checking in with people, making sure that they're happy and they are comfortable within the situation and we're getting the best out of every single one of our players. So it has been a real learning curve for me, especially sort of, as you said, I'm now someone that these people look up to, having been in the Super League for 10 seasons. But I've still got the enjoyment for the game that I had right at day one.
The legend that is Pamela Cookie was part of our two back-to-back title squad. And I wonder how she saw Katie as a teammate.
It was awesome times, like such fond memories. And Katie brought such kind of strength in that defensive end. That Holland-Reed combination was formidable. And attackers used to hate playing against them. And she was also part of our winning team. She always had a smile on her face, no matter what was going on. I remember laughing lots with her around. But also remember how much she pushed herself. Like, she always wanted to be better. And she never stopped. Like, she was always asking T, what can I do better? Even in training, she was always going hard out. It was never like, oh, we'll wait till the match. It was like all the time Katie was on it. So, yeah, she's such a great ambassador for the game. And now she's captain, or was captain for Storm. Like, she's taking that leadership through. And netball will really miss having her around, I think.
And that would have been evident as well for those youngsters as part of Storm, that they almost had to look up to and ask for advice.
Yeah, and she was never like, she never held back. Like, she was always willing to help. And I even remember like playing goal attack against her as goal defense. Like, we'd talk on the court and like share ideas or things, or like, I'm always thinking, what can I do better to beat her? And she's thinking the same thing, and then she'd ask lots of questions to me and I'll do the same to her. So yeah, it was, she's always learning, as I said earlier, but then she's not afraid to like give advice as well.
But a really special person to share those two back-to-back titles with.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that squad was just amazing, and I always treasure those moments at the time that I was there. And yeah, Katie was part of that success and a key member of that success. So I really hope that she has an amazing retirement and she enjoys it, and that also she can look back on her career, which I'm sure she will, and think of so many things that she's achieved and been part of and be proud of that.
Well, the good thing is I've got another member for my Storm Gold team whenever I get round to it, so that's good news at least. Pam, thanks for your time. The fact that you've remained at Storm throughout the career, how important is that to you? Because to be fair, everybody up in sticks to Coventry wasn't the easiest of times for Storm fans.
No, and I don't think it was particularly easy for some of the players either. that, you know, Storm's obviously got such a special place in my heart. The way in which we come together as a team and work for one another is something that has been such a huge part of the last 10 seasons for me. And I've made so many friends at Storm, both on and off the court, sort of management and coaches as well. And I think it's just the sense of community that's kept me at Storm, as well as the amazing fans. And just the support in general, as I said, it's not just the players that are on court, it's the coaches, the fans, everybody that works sort of at the sports park that has an involvement. And it's just made it so enjoyable.
By admitting that, then, I think we should let her come to go and see Nair.
Pre-season tour. We definitely will have a job for Katie. I don't know what she could do.
Oh,
liaison?
Find a role for me. I'll be there.
I'd be interested to know how many players have... I don't know, are there any that have played that many seasons for one club? Because I was thinking back, because obviously Lou Brownfield played for Mavs the whole time, but I don't know if it was that many seasons, or even across Super Cup. I was racking my brains. Everyone's kind of has organically been everywhere, but obviously after you graduated from Brunel, you moved your life to Guildford, and that's where you remain.
Absolutely. I mean, I actually went the other way. So I started in Surrey, went to Brunel, and then, yeah, came back to Surrey. And I mean, my life is based in Surrey, obviously, teaching as well as netball. So it's to marry the two together and to be able to do both of those things to the best of my ability has been brilliant.
Tell me a bit about that whole Fast Five experience and playing with Sharni.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You don't say.
How many people can say they have the opportunity to play with such a superstar? And as we've been saying so much throughout this, she just fitted into our team brilliantly. Walked into the changing room. We were a little bit gobsmacked. Obviously, she came training with us prior to, but she just fitted in brilliantly. She had such a great personality. She was happy to share sort of advice, happy to call you up on things if she wanted you to do something different. Just brilliant to be able to have the experience to play with such a superstar and in the environment of Fast Five, which is such a great sort of day out, showcasing a different side of our game. Again, something that I will treasure.
Emily, I thankfully don't really want to ask Katie directly, so I'll ask you. How about some thoughts on Katie's influence on younger team members over the years, people like Em Golvin and Yaz's development? How important has she been towards that?
Well, I think if you cut back to everything Katie just said about Becky Trippick, that is what Katie has wanted to become and has become. She's been such a fantastic, I'm going to say captain, but I don't mean just as a leader, just as a teammate. Katie sets the standard. You know, she does have probably the best fitness result. She is always early. She's always in the gym. She always respects the S&C. She will keep coaches honest. You know, she keeps her teammates honest. And in all of that, the girls around her, and especially those young ones, I mean, Em Golvin, obviously, Em's only obviously played for Storm, so she's had Katie her whole career. But you can see positive traits that have rubbed off from Katie onto these girls that have come up. And I think that will then be passed on again and passed on again. So it really is priceless. And again, it is just what we want every netballer to be and to aspire to. It really just will continue to grow. And that is so much down to Katie's influence.
Firstly, I just wanted to say a massive congratulations to Katie on an incredible playing career. She is absolutely a Storm legend. And I think just when you do go and get the chance to play at the sports park, you see just how much she means to the crowds and to the fans there. And I don't think many players have done such service to one team. So congratulations first on such an amazing career. I was really lucky to play alongside Katie right at the start of my sort of Super League netball career. So she was an incredible teammate to have. And I learned so much from playing alongside her. I really think she was one of the most underrated players in the league. And we wouldn't have got to those finals in 2015 and 2016 without her work. So
I think like nobody wanted to play her when we turned up to play Storm, and she was just such an asset to our team, and I learned so much from playing alongside her too. I know she's really inspired the rest of the team as a captain and leader, and even in training she was always the fittest, she was always the hardest working player there, and you couldn't ask anything more from a captain. So all of kind of the hard work you see was driven by Katie, and that's such an impressive legacy to leave behind. So congratulations and well done on such an incredible career, and all I can do is just wish Katie good luck for the future.
Just want to wish Katie all the best for her new adventures. I have loved working with her. Partnership in the circle has been amazing, and coach journeys, everything, training has been great. She's been such an inspirational captain, and I'm really going to miss the time that we had together. But yeah, just want to wish her all the best for the future and take care.
Hey Katie, it's Frankie Wells here. Just want to say an absolute massive congratulations for your career and reaching your retirement. You've done it in such style. You've become a huge legend of Super League netball, especially for young aspirational defenders and netballers. You're someone everyone looks up to. I've looked up to. I remember being a youngster and being a ball girl at Surrey Storm games, and then actually being on a team with you in my first Super League season at Surrey Storm. It was such an honour. You're such a lovely person to work with, play against, just talk to. You've never said no to anyone. You've never turned down anyone when they've come to you and asked for advice. You're honestly a true legend of the game, and I wish you all the best in your future endeavours.
Hey Katie, I just want to say a massive congrats, of course, in your new job promotion. It is so well deserved because you are a superstar, darling. And I just want to say I'm really grateful that I got to be able to spend, even though it was a short amount of time with you, playing this year rather than against. I would rather be with you than against you. But yeah, I just want to say I've enjoyed the small amount of time we've had, and I'm going to miss it, and you've been such a great leader for the team. Team KD.
Hi Katie, just wanted to wish you all the best on your next chapter. Obviously, really sad to see you missing from next year's NSL competition. I think it's been around 8 years since I've had the pleasure of coming to Storm, coaching you first of all with Tamsin as assistant coach, seeing you flourish and really dominate the goal defence position, and obviously your partnership with Hannah Reid, now Hannah Knight. You are one of those players that have inspired so many youngsters. One of the biggest traits and one of the biggest things that I think they remember you for is your sheer loyalty to Storm. You came up through the youth, and for me, being a part of the NPL program and the youth program at Storm, it's, you made my life a lot easier by saying, look girls, this is what you could aspire to being, not just a phenomenal player on the court, but also just an amazing, inspiring young individual who just could capture the hearts of, again, like I said, these young girls that were aspiring to be what you have ultimately become. As well as that, I've had the honour to play alongside you in my two seasons at Storm, which were full of laughters and moments that I will cherish with me for the rest of my life. So Katie, I just want to say you have been a huge part of the setup at Storm. You will always be a legacy for Duck Egg Blue, and I wish you all the best with your future. Take care.
Katie, we had a question in from Valerie Martin. Who's been the biggest influence on your netball career?
Oh, it's been so many people. As I said, I've learned so much from so many of the players that I've played with. I know I've mentioned Becky before, and really those girls in sort of the first team that I was in, sort of your first team is so important, because if you didn't enjoy that first experience, you're not going to keep coming back for more. But with that, yeah, every single squad that I have been part of, we've just gelled, and really made it enjoyable. I think the support from my family, obviously, has also been absolutely fantastic. They are known to be at games all the time, showing their support. I think the whole team knows who they are. Just support from every single angle, you can't underestimate. I think that is so key to be able to allow somebody to pursue their dreams in sport. It's just that supportive bubble that you have from all different areas, pushing you to be the best athlete you can be.
What advice would you have to youngsters who have maybe just started playing or come along and watch the Storm games and just maybe starting off on their netball journey? Is it maybe just work hard and enjoy it more than anything else?
Absolutely. Work hard at your game. I'd say always try and give that a little bit extra, as it just makes you stand out as a player that really sort of wants to progress. Make sure you listen and take on. People are never criticising you. They're giving you constructive criticism to make sure that you are becoming the best you can possibly be. But I think my go-to and something that I've always said sort of throughout the 10 seasons is you've got to enjoy it. If you're not enjoying it, you're not going to push yourself as hard as you possibly can, and you're not going to enjoy it, really. You're not going to have the fun, the sense of friendship, everything that I've experienced over the last 10 years. So make sure you are enjoying what you're doing.
And what will you miss the most?
I think almost the simple thing, walking into training, everybody being there together and sort of having shared goals, shared aims for the season. I actually really enjoy it at the very beginning of the season when we sort of sit down and we say, right, what are we going to do this season? What are we going to implement? And just, it's always been a learning curve. I mean, 10 years is a long time. Well, 10 years in the Super League, but obviously many years before that as well, is a long time to be playing netball. But every season I have always learned something. And I think that is testament to the people that I've had around me, changing aspects of my game, as I said before, looking at the game in a different way, and just having the opportunity to keep learning.
You've had that universal support from teammates as well and fans. So maybe a message for those Storm fans?
Oh, best fans in the league, I think. As I mentioned in my message earlier in the week, sort of announcing my retirement. I can't believe I'm saying that word, retirement. Just a really big thank you to the Storm supporters. Walking out in front of our home crowd throughout the seasons is just incredible. They are always there, always cheering. Their enthusiasm and noise is just outstanding. I know they've been there throughout triumphs and defeats, as I said, but it really, really has been such an honour to be able to be a youngster coming through the ranks, to be a real part of the team when we were in our winning ways, and to be able to captain a side that means so much to me, and to walk out in front of the fans from our little cupboard in the corner and face them and wave. And yeah, it's just an amazing experience that, as I said, will last a lifetime.
And Emily, that would go for you as well. Just what Katie's brought to the team overall?
I think it's just a benchmark. You know, Katie will be referenced forever, if not forever, for an extremely long time, of what you should set your standards by. And I think if that doesn't tell you the impact she's had on the franchise, I don't know what does. And I just hope that we'll have an opportunity really soon to thank Katie.
It'll be special. We better not operate on reduced capacity, but Katie, I'm quite sure it'll be packed at Surrey Sports Park.
It would be lovely to see everybody sort of for a final farewell. Obviously this season sort of didn't go quite as planned, but safety was key for everybody. But it doesn't take anything away from the last 10 years. It's been absolutely incredible to be able to be duck egg blue for so long. And it is definitely something that I am going to miss. As I said, loads of memories to take forward with me. But I'm looking forward to new adventures.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.